let's play a game. What would you choose if you had to choose between some hard choices? Would you choose a loved one over work? Or would you choose a friend over, let's say, a relationship? Let's listen on to the show.
Good evening. I am Corrine McCabe, also known as Kay, and I am hosting the call tonight for Real Girlfriends Across America. We are a company that has a foundation and mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe. We will be bringing you hot topics each night, and we are always on the lookout for new hot topics. Follow us on Facebook at Real Girlfriends Across America and head to our website, realgirlfriends.org. Now, tonight I have on the call with me Corrine, Tawanda, Kat, and a host of other girlfriends, and our topic is going to be a game tonight called If You Had to Choose. So before we get started, I just want everyone to, each caller to introduce themselves on the line. I'm going to call your number by the last four digits, 0261. Can you introduce yourself, say your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, this is C, and I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Awesome. Caller 5834, name and where you're calling from?
Tawanda, DC Metro.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. 8982, name and where you're calling from?
Hey, it's Amanda, and I'm calling from Colorado.
Hi, Amanda. Okay. Caller 7302?
Destiny, and from Colorado, too.
Okay. All right, so now we are going to get started. Life is about choices. Sometimes we're forced to make difficult choices with little or no time to actually think. So we're going to play a game where you get only 10 seconds to choose, and you cannot change your choice. Now, because we have multiple people on the line, the first person that gets asked the question gets 10 seconds. The second person gets 5 seconds, and the following people only get 3 seconds. Let's get started. We're going to start with caller 7302. Destiny, if you had to choose between money and love.
Love.
Amanda, money and love.
Love.
Tawanda, money and love.
Love.
Corrine, money and love.
Love.
Okay. Now we're going to switch around the order so that everybody gets to, you know, have the chance to go first. Next question, Corrine. If you had to choose between love and having a child.
Love.
Tawanda?
You said if I had to choose between.
The question was love and having a child, but you can't change your answer. Too late.
Okay.
Tawanda?
Love.
Amanda? Man, y'all really want to be in love. Okay. If you had to choose between having a Ferrari or a Bugatti and having a house, so really nice car or a house, Destiny, what would you choose?
House.
Amanda.
House.
Tawanda.
House.
Corrine.
House.
Okay. If you had to choose, this one's going to be tough. Tawanda, if you had to choose between two family members, who would you choose?
Are you going to name the two or no?
No.
Mom. All day.
Corrine.
Dad.
Destiny.
Dad.
Amanda.
My daughter.
Here's another one. Pay attention. If you had to choose between living forever in a completely different body, different gender, different ethnicity, or dying, what would you choose? Amanda.
Dying.
Destiny.
Living forever in a different body.
Tawanda.
Let me live.
Corinne, if you had to choose between leaving everything and everyone you know or losing everything and everyone you know, what would you choose? Tawanda.
Repeat the question.
If you had to choose between leaving everything and everyone you know or losing everything and everyone you know, what would you choose?
Leave.
Corinne.
Leaving.
Destiny.
Leaving.
Amanda.
Losing everything I have.
Mm-hmm. If you had to choose between chocolate and vanilla, this is an easy one. Destiny.
Chocolate.
Amanda.
Chocolate.
Corinne.
Chocolate.
Tawanda.
Vanilla.
Thank God somebody said vanilla.
Yeah, I don't like chocolate.
I'm the only one on here. Oh, I didn't know you didn't like chocolate. I don't like chocolate either.
I love chocolate, though.
If you had to choose between clothing and riches, what would you choose? Destiny.
Clothing.
Amanda.
Clothing.
Tawanda.
Give me riches. I hate clothes.
Corinne.
Clothing.
If you had to choose between purses and makeup, what would you choose? Corinne.
Makeup.
Tawanda.
Purses.
Amanda.
Makeup.
Destiny.
Purses.
If you had to choose between having friends that you will lose or no friends at all, what would you choose? Amanda.
No friends at all.
Destiny.
No friends at all.
Tawanda.
Friends that I may lose.
Corinne.
No friends at all.
If you had to choose between a loving, romantic relationship and being filthy rich, what would you choose? Corinne.
Rich.
Tawanda.
Rich.
Destiny.
Loving relationship.
Amanda.
Loving relationship.
Okay. So if you had to choose between being celibate forever or living the entire rest of your life on camera, love life included, what would you choose? Destiny.
Being celibate forever.
Amanda.
Can we masturbate?
It would be on camera.
I guess I would choose celibate. I don't know.
Tawanda.
Roll the cameras.
Corinne.
Nice camera action.
I know that's right. I'm filming you.
Okay. If you had to choose between Antarctica, it can hit negative 82 Fahrenheit, or Death Valley, and it can hit 134 degrees Fahrenheit, what would you choose? Destiny.
Death Valley.
Amanda.
Antarctica.
Tawanda.
Death Valley.
Corinne.
Death Valley.
Okay, so we're going to pause and take a break, and then we're going to go back over some of the questions before continuing the others. So we'll be back in just a moment.
When you mix business with love, and this is Karen with today's trending story. porn star Ron Jeremy pleads not guilty to 3 rape charges, and he remains in an L.A. jail. Porn star Ron Noel Jeremy appears in court at Claret Shortridge Faults Criminal Justice Center on June 23rd in L.A., California. Hyatt, also known as Ron Jeremy, is facing charges of rape of 3 women and sexually assaulting another in a separate incident dating back to 2014. And back to you.
Okay. Wow. Oh, hopefully those women will get the support that they need. Okay, back to the questions. We're going to start with Destiny. If you had to choose between liver and chitlins, what would you choose?
Chitlins.
Amanda.
Chitlins.
Tawanda.
Chitlins.
Corinne.
Liver.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to take that risk.
Right.
All right. If you had to choose between a job that you hated and having no job at all, what would you choose? Corinne.
Job I hated.
Ditto.
Amanda.
Ah.
Sorry.
No job at all.
Destiny.
No job, or, yeah, a job that I hated.
Okay. If you had to choose between losing your cell phone for a week or having your car stolen for a day and then returned, what would you choose? Amanda.
Bye-bye, car.
Destiny.
My cell phone.
Tawanda.
Let me see how I can get Uber to come pick me up.
Right. Corinne.
Stolen car.
If you had to choose between music and television, what would you choose? Tawanda.
Music.
Amanda.
TV.
Corinne.
TV.
Destiny.
Music.
If you had to choose between no internet and no electricity, what would you choose? Amanda.
No electricity.
Destiny.
Well, seeing as how it's always definitely no electricity.
Corinne.
Electricity.
Tawanda.
Ditto.
If you had to choose between a beat-up car or a beat-up house, what would you choose? Amanda.
A beat-up car.
Destiny.
Beat-up car.
Corinne.
Car.
Tawanda.
Ditto.
Okay, so now we're going to go back to the questions. And you're going to tell us why you make these choices. And then we're going to look at some of the similarities between some of those questions. In the beginning, we first ask you guys to choose between money and love. And all of you chose love. But then when I asked you guys to choose between a loving romantic relationship and being filthy rich, some of your answers changed. Why is that? We'll go and ask Corinne first.
Okay, so why did some of my answers change when?
Yes. Can you repeat the question? The first question that I asked you guys was if you had to choose between money and love, and you chose love. But then when I asked if you had to choose between a loving romantic relationship and being filthy rich, you changed your answer.
Probably because, I mean, we can have like lust and still have money. It don't necessarily have to be love if I have to choose.
Tawanda?
Same thing. The first question you asked about money and filthy rich, money is good to have, but if you don't have people to share it with, it means nothing. But yeah, I'm choosing family and love, people I love over everything.
Okay. So for the next question, it was if you had to choose between love and having a child. So we're going to talk about, you're going to give us our answers about why you chose this. So Destiny, you go first. What was your reason for your answer?
What did I choose again? Love?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably because I wanted a parent for an angel.
You wanted what? I'm sorry.
I wouldn't give up my husband for anything.
Aww, look at that sugar there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Amanda.
Just don't sound like that bad.
Did you say Amanda? Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. If you had to choose between love and having a child and your response, why did you give it?
I think I chose love, and I think it's because, like, because of my past of, like, going through a CPS case, I'm terrified to have any more kids. And also, it's really hard to be a single parent.
This is true. Okay. Tawanda.
I chose love because, I think love is the greatest of all. About love, we don't have much.
Mm-hmm. Corinne?
It was why I chose love.
Yeah.
I guess because I come have a loving heart, I was assuming. Maybe that's why I chose that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this question, we're going to skip the one about the Ferrari, Bugatti, and a house because that's, I think that's pretty much obvious. You can have a house. But if you had to choose between two family members, tell us why you chose the person you chose. Tawanda, you go first.
I chose my mother because dad is the most important person in my life, and I know she'd give her life for mine at any given time.
Mm-hmm. Corinne?
I said father because I guess it's just the first thing that came to my mind because I'm thinking mother, father, and my mother's no longer here with us. So, but I mean, I think truly I would probably pick my brother just because I'm closest to my brother. I think we're like, we always look out for each other. Even though I had two, there's one that I'm closest to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Amanda.
I chose my daughter because, like, at the end of the day, she's my number one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Destiny?
I am a really bad Yeti's girl, and since he lives in New Mexico, I am even more of a daddy's girl.
Okay. If you had to choose between living forever in a completely different body or dying, and why you chose?
Because if I can live forever, who wouldn't want to live forever? I don't think that necessarily, like, your outer, your physical is that much important. I mean, we can all go and, I guess, get things altered and changed. So at the end of the day, I'd much rather go and get something altered and changed. And then, obviously, give up life.
Okay. Amanda.
It would be my worst nightmare to live forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Destiny?
Probably because I couldn't leave my siblings like that. If they knew I died, it'd probably crush them. So,
Tawanda?
I'm going to be here hanging out having fun from generation to generation, decade to decade, of course.
And let the party go on, right?
Absolutely. Until the world blows.
Okay. If you had to choose between clothing and riches, Amanda, you go first.
Well, losing almost 140 pounds, I'm a little bit obsessed with clothing right now.
Mm-hmm. Destiny?
Because I don't want to go anywhere or do anything naked.
Good point. Corinne?
I said clothing, but apparently I did not hear you say riches because I can make I can make me a dollar dress, I'm sure, with all my money. But,
I know that's right.
So, yeah, no, I definitely didn't. Yeah, if I ever say anything opposite than money other than, like, my family, obviously, apparently I didn't hear you right.
I know that's right. I'm playing about you.
Okay, Tawanda.
Man, that goes without saying. You can answer that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, screw the clothes. Give me the money.
Cool. Okay. If you had to choose between purses and makeup, Corinne, you chose, what was it, makeup?
Makeup. Yeah, just because I sometimes feel like I just need something. And I have worked in, like, a shallow industry. So mm-hmm. I guess because of that, that's where that comes in. Like, I've always, like, throw stuff in my pocket if I need to.
Okay. Tawanda.
Purses, because I love purses. Makeup, not so much yet, but I'm working on it.
You're like my spirit animal, dude. Okay.
I know, right?
Amanda.
I chose makeup because I wear makeup so that I don't look like I'm 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Destiny.
Probably because, you know, I can't see to put makeup on, so purses are where it's at for me.
Okay. I would choose purses because I love purses, and I rarely wear makeup, but I can use purses every day of every week of my life.
Okay. Me too. Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started.
Girl, me too.
Right. If you had to choose between having friends that you will lose or having no friends, Amanda, you go first.
So I'm like a gang. Like, once you get in, the only way out is death. So that would go against my life policy.
I like that. Destiny.
Probably the same thing as Amanda. I like to keep my friends, and the only way they're getting out is by dying.
Mm-hmm. Corinne.
I'm a little afraid. I chose no friends because my thing is just that, like, I wouldn't want people around me if they're just I'm going to lose them. So that means that either I lost them because I guess, I'm thinking in my head at least, that I lost them because either they were fake and phony, or I lost them because Amanda or Destiny killed them off. So I wouldn't want to get, like, that attached to anyone just to, like, lose them. So I would rather have associates than friends.
Tawanda.
I chose friends because I know sometimes things don't always last forever. There's a saying mm-hmm. I heard before. Show me a person who's never failed, and I'll show you a person who's never tried. So life is about experiences, and it's what we make it. And even if you and I have an experience or an encounter, it can be something that can change our life forever, even if it doesn't last forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you had to choose being celibate forever or living the entire rest of your life on camera, love life included, Amanda, you go first.
I chose celibate because I don't want my whole love life to be on camera.
Mm-hmm. Destiny?
You know, and my husband, Jared, he's such a private person that I
Well, you won't be with him if you be celibate.
Right.
Okay. Tawanda.
Hey, I said let the cameras go on. People can learn something.
Thank you, Tawanda.
Okay. You're welcome. Sign up now.
Corinne.
It is party started.
I said like camera action. Because like there's certain necessities that you need in life. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's a necessity, Corinne?
Okay, so celibacy is not the life for you. Got it.
Yeah, no.
Okay. If you had to choose between Antarctica that can hit negative 82 degrees Fahrenheit and Death Valley, which can hit 134 degrees Fahrenheit, and what would you choose? Tawanda, you go first.
I chose Death Valley because majority chose it because I didn't even understand that question. I hate coldness. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Corinne. Corinne?
Oh, I'm sorry. I chose hotness because I much rather be hot than cold. Like, when I'm too cold, I start to shake.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't like that, too. Amanda?
I chose Antarctica because I get cranky when I'm hot, and also I can always put on more layers, but I can't take everything off if I'm hot.
Well, you could, you just choose not to. Right. Okay.
True.
let's see. Okay, Destiny.
For me, I hate being cold, and it's easier to take layers off than put them on.
Okay, if you had to choose between liver and chitlins, Destiny, why?
Because I hate the idea of liver.
Uh-huh. Amanda.
I've never had chitlins, so I figure, like, might as well try it once, right?
Ah, okay. No. Okay, I can respect that. All right, Tawanda.
I actually like both. However, I can cook. I can cook liver myself. I don't know how to cook chitlins, so let somebody else fix that for me, because I hadn't had any in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Corinne?
I never had chitlins before, but I love liver.
What?
Yeah.
You're missing out, my babe.
Yeah. I've never had chitlins either. I've had people ask me if I wanted them, and I mean, from the second I knew what they were, I was like, yeah, I can't. So,
what are
they? Oh, you don't know what they are? They are pig intestines.
Okay. They're awesome.
Yeah, ew. That's what they are. But you're adventurous, so you'll try them. You before me. Okay. If you had to choose between a job that you hated and having no job, and why? Amanda, you go first.
I've had jobs that I've absolutely hated, and it's drug my mental health down so bad that I wouldn't want to go down that road again.
Mm-hmm. Self-care and you know, making sure that you're healthy is very important. Destiny?
I need to make a list.
It sounds like you're cutting in and out a little bit. I don't know if you're having some interference. So we're gonna switch to one of the other callers and then come back to you. Tawanda?
Oh, what was the question again? I'm gonna choose a job I hate. I got bills to pay. Shit. Are you serious? Les Brown says, be hungry. Are you freaking kidding me?
There you go. We want to be hungry but not starving, right?
Exactly. I'm homeless, you feel me?
Right. Corinne?
Yeah, the same thing as one. The like a person that doesn't work doesn't eat. So
no.
There you go. Cindy, you back?
Hello.
Yes, are you back?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. Job that you hate, cool. And no job at all.
Same thing. I gotta pay bills. I gotta eat. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you had to choose between losing your cell phone for a week or having your car stolen for a day and then returned, and Amanda, you go first.
My cell phone is my life, so I don't think I could live a week without it. In fact, I'm going on a couple of weekend trips next month, and I'm freaking out because I won't have service on those weekend trips.
Oh, that sucks. I can't imagine being without my cell phone. Okay.
You know, my cell phone is my life too, but until they make driver's license for blind people, I would rather have my cell phone taken away.
There you go. I love my cell phone. Corinne?
I'm sorry, I was trying to mute myself. I think, so it was the cell phone and what else?
Losing your cell phone for a week or having your car stolen for a day and then returned.
Well, I don't drive already, so that's why that was an easy choice. So taking Lyft and Uber everywhere is just fine with me.
Okay. Tawanda.
Man, of course. Cell phone, no day. That's a deal breaker.
If you had to choose between music and television, Amanda.
I'm kind of addicted to TV, so that's why I chose TV.
Okay. Destiny?
I definitely love to sing, so music all the way.
Nice. Tawanda?
I actually chose music because I love it, but I you carry me so fast, I meant to choose TV. Oh, my gosh.
Corinne?
TV, because I figured if I want to hear music, I probably can find something on TV that's music related.
Okay. If you had to choose between internet and no electricity, Amanda.
Without internet, I wouldn't have Facebook. So, and I'm kind of addicted to Facebook.
Yeah, me too. So we have a new caller that's entered the line, caller ending in 1344. What's your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Claire. I'm calling from Philly.
Hi, Claire. Welcome to the call. We're just ending up, finishing up our game. You can answer a question if you want to. If you had to choose between no internet and no electricity, what would you choose and why?
No internet. Because I need electricity for everything. Because I need lights, I need a TV, I need music, I need all those things that run on electricity.
Okay, that makes sense. Tawanda.
Yeah, I did her. That's what I was saying. Internet is great, but if you don't have any electricity, you can't get any of that.
True, true. Corinne.
I chose the electricity. No, I chose a phone, the internet. So I was thinking about work. And then I was like, well, how is the internet going to work with no electricity? So I don't know. Maybe we should push it back to electricity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Last question and why. If you had to choose between a beat-up car or a beat-up house, Amanda, you go first.
I feel like it's not a big deal to have a beat up car, especially because I drive like constantly, but it would suck worse to have a beat up house.
Claire.
I would definitely choose to keep a beat up car because my house is for peace and it can't be that peaceful if it's all beat up. So
that's right.
I spend more time in my house than I do in my car.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Tawanda?
Oh, yeah, I did it, Claire. Absolutely. Your home is your safe haven. Screw that car.
Mm-hmm.
Corinne?
I say car because I like my house to be a certain type of way, and I would not want it to be beat up. I have to go there every day and have a peace of mind.
Right, right. Okay. Well, that has been pretty much the game for tonight. If you guys want to check in tomorrow, please call again. Corinne, I'm going to turn it over to you for announcement.
Okay, so thank you everyone for calling in. We are inviting everyone to visit our website at www.thegirlfriends.org. And then also make sure to tune in to our Instagram and subscribe. And that's Real Girlfriend 7.
All right. And that's it for tonight, unless some of you have something that you would like to add. If okay, this has been Kay. Please tune in next time. And until then, please stay safe, ladies. Good night.